mortgage based on primary residence, was there...
See?
So I don't see nationwide.
No, no, nationwide here. Hold on. Right there. Appraisal.
Yeah, but it doesn't say this is subject to receipt of a...
She got the same thing.
Okay, but that's the that's the conditional approval. That doesn't say who did. That doesn't say... That says that in order for this mortgage to be approved,
okay,
the bank must see an appraisal.
It's already processed.
No, but that doesn't mean that we have an appraisal. Where's the appraisal? Where's the... Where is the email from Ryan Murphy?
I do have an email from Ryan Murphy saying this is the appraisal from Nationwide. And they have code numbers.
Okay, good. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, that I have.
That is just the terms of the approval.
Okay,
that doesn't mean that...
How about she already bought these two condos? According to this.
Sometimes, and I'm not saying this is the case, sometimes some of these conditions aren't met.
No, it's already met. It's already done. This is done deal.
I don't know because I haven't seen the money.
I know this. I met this person. She is my best friend. She said she never made investment, right?
Okay, so that is a mortgage fraud. Because she's a straw buyer.
Yeah,
so she committed a fraud.
There's not one
straw
buyer.
She may be a victim. She's got a mortgage of which she's responsible for with the TD Bank. But in order to get that mortgage,
she
signed a whole bunch of documents.
Yeah.
Okay.
You look.
And what that means is that she has committed fraud.
You can write this name down.
Eventually I'll see them. You have them. What we may have to... So she's committed fraud against the bank.